This is Rosen Institute's Your Law Firm, where Lee Rosen and Ned Days cover management, marketing, finance, and new technologies for building the practice you deserve. Here's Lee Rosen.
It's good to be with you today from Dhaka, Bangladesh. Dhaka is the most densely populated large city in the world. They rank these cities in all sorts of ways and count the people based upon all sorts of semi-arbitrary boundaries to come up with these judgments. But the bottom line is that Dhaka is a very big city with lots and lots of people. If you've ever seen the trains with people packed on the roof, well, that's Dhaka. We've been wandering all over the city, and we're always standing next to hundreds of people, if not more. The city, it really throbs with energy. It's just incredible, but it's not exactly a tourist destination. The traffic here, it is absolute chaos. The air is thick with pollution, and there really aren't many tourist attractions. But the people here are the nicest people we have ever met. They're so proud of their country. They work incredibly hard, and they care for visitors like us like we're part of the family. It has been quite an experience to have the honor of spending time in Dhaka, Bangladesh.
It's time for your tech tip. No subject in school traumatized me quite like math did. I'm still not what you would call a math guy. Numbers are not my forte. When I was a wee little lad, I was worried about this subject called geometry that I kept hearing about, and I asked my mother to explain. She attempted to illuminate some of the more rudimentary concepts to put my mind at ease, and I proceeded to have a panic attack and was unable to speak for several minutes. Now, there were a few bright spots. I distinctly remember when we covered rounding and estimating. I was really good at that. My task is to provide a less specific number. Yeah, that I can handle. Another high point was Venn diagrams. Is this circle overlapping that circle? Yes, A plus. Boom, I'm like the Ken Jennings of Venn diagrams. So you can imagine my excitement when I came across Venn Gage at VennGage.com. Now, truth be told, Venn Gage isn't really focused on making Venn diagrams, but I guess InfographicGage.com and GeometryPanicAttack.biz weren't as catchy. What it is focused on is letting you create infographics, timelines, reports, data visualizations, certificates, charts, calendars, SWOT analyses, flowcharts, and just about any other kind of diagram or graphic you can think of. You start with a template and you can customize everything from the text to the graphics and the colors. There is a suite of easy-to-use tools for adding shapes, icons, stock photos, QR codes, and there's the ability to upload your own images too. You also have the option to add or edit new charts and maps, and if you use one of those elements, you are presented with a spreadsheet for the underlying data that you can paste or import an Excel file into and have your graphic automatically update. You can unleash your own little corporate artist and adjust every detail to your exact specifications. It even lets you plug in your website and some other details, and it will attempt to import things like your logo automatically. But let's be honest, the real power is that there are more than 10,000 templates on offer. That means that you can just browse or search for what you're after, pick one that looks decent, make a few tweaks, and call it a day. It's like the graphic design equivalent of rounding. There's a free plan that lets you create up to 5 designs and has some restrictions on how many of your own images you can upload and which icons and other assets you have access to. The paid plans start at around $10 per month and give you access to the full asset library, higher quality exports, and unlimited designs. If you or someone else on your team has a regular need to whip up letterhead, social media graphics, invoice templates, book covers, or just about anything else, it's going to make you feel like the valedictorian. I'm Ned Days, and that's your tech tip.
And now for your moment of concise advice. Let's talk about referrals. Let's say you've been practicing law for a year, and you've had 2 clients per month, and I'm just picking random numbers for the number of years and the number of clients. It might be 20 years and 30 clients per month. It doesn't really matter. The point is that you've had some clients, and that number, it really isn't at this point particularly small. Even the 1-year lawyer with just 2 clients per month month, they've now had 24 clients. That's a good number of former clients who are living and working in your community, in your marketplace. If you're the more experienced lawyer, the 20 years, 30 clients lawyer, well, then that number is much, much bigger, like more than 7,000 bigger. That's a lot of folks in your universe who've had an experience with your business, with your law firm. So whether you're the 24 client lawyer or the 7,000 former client lawyer, let me ask you this. Are these former clients, are they referring their friends and family and colleagues and associates to you and to your law firm? I hope that's the case. I hope that they are. And I'm sure that at least some of them, they probably are referring to you. They remember you and how you helped them. And they know how you made a big difference in their lives. They know that you cared about their case, that you got the job done, that you helped them to feel better about their situation. But many of these 24 or 7,000 former clients, they aren't referring. Well, the question is, why aren't they? What's up with that? That's a question that you need to be asking yourself and asking those former clients. If you ask, you'll discover that a few of the former clients who don't refer to you, they were disappointed with you. They didn't like the lack of communication, or they weren't happy with the fee or the outcome of their case. But that's not very many of them. That's not the bulk of them. In fact, that's likely a pretty small number. Mostly your former clients, they were satisfied with the work that you did for them. They were happy, or you would have been hearing about it all along in a big and unpleasant way. So we know that most of those 24 or 7,000 former clients, they were reasonably happy. So why is it that they aren't referring their friends and family and colleagues and contacts in more significant numbers than they already are? Why is that the case? Well, I think there are likely two reasons. First of all, they don't remember you. Now, I know that that's hard to believe, especially if the relationship was just over the course of the past year, but it's true. Take me as an example. I've been a client of law firms. I used a lawyer in Raleigh to help me sell my law firm, and I can't remember that guy's name. For the life of me, his name just escapes me. I cannot remember. I also can't remember the name of the dentist that I have seen, I suspect, more than 60 times in my life. His name, it's just not in my brain. Why can't I remember? Because I don't care about these relationships. They're just not on my radar. I've got other things on my mind. There's a lot more that I need to remember than the name of the lawyer or the name of the dentist. I can look those things up if I really need to know. I just don't need to remember their names, so I don't. And the truth is that your former clients, well, they're mostly like me. They don't remember your name. Your former clients, they lost interest in you the second that you solved their problem. Mentally, they moved on. The clients, they simply don't care after the work is done. The problem has been solved. You are a name they don't need to remember. So that's one reason they're not referring to you. They don't remember who you are. And the second reason that they haven't referred is that you don't ask them to refer. My dentist, he has never asked me for referrals. The lawyer who helped me sell my law firm, he hasn't asked. Mostly nobody asks for referrals except insurance salespeople and financial planners. They ask all the time, and I think that's because their training always includes asking for referrals, because people who train financial planners and who train insurance salespeople, well, they're smart. They teach their people to ask for referrals. The insurance folks and the financial planners, they know that when you ask for referrals, you get referrals. A lot of people do what's asked of them. We want to help. If you ask more people for referrals, you are a lot more likely to get referrals than you are if you don't ask for referrals. So what if you were to ask for referrals from those 24 or 7,000 former clients? Can you get more referrals from those former clients? Well, of course you can. You just need to ask. So what do you say? How do you ask? What are the words? We all have words that we've used before that feel like the right fit for us. We've got something that's comfortable. I would suggest that the most effective approach for a lawyer asking for referrals from former clients, it combines gratitude and a reminder of the positive service experience that the client had with our law firm, and it includes a direct but gentle request for referrals. I don't really think that the words themselves matter that much. The bigger thing is actually doing it. It's asking. It's making the request. Lots of us know the words, but many, many fewer of us say the words. So I'm encouraging you today to ask. Start by reminding them of the positive outcome of the experience that they had with your law firm. Say something like, "I'm so glad we were able to help you with whatever the problem was, fill in the blank, and that things worked out well for you." And then make a clear but polite request for referrals. Say something like, "If you know of anybody who might need the kind of help that we were able to provide to you, then we would be honored if you would recommend them to our firm." That's easy enough. And then finally, show them some appreciation for their support and for their trust. Say something like, "I understand that you're making a referral to us. It's a significant gesture of trust, and I want you to know that we deeply appreciate your support and your help." This approach of combining gratitude and reminding the client of the positive experience with your law firm and making a direct request for referrals, it's effective because it personalizes the message. It reminds the client of their specific interaction with your firm. It makes the request clear, but it does it in a way that's not pushy or presumptive. And it recognizes the importance of the client's trust and the value of their referral. It makes them feel respected and appreciated. Use words that feel comfortable, that work for you. Don't feel like you need to use the words I've suggested. I'm just giving you some language to work with. But the key here is to do it. It's to ask for referrals. And don't be afraid to ask more than once. Don't be afraid to ask over and over. I like the idea of touching base with these former clients every 90 days, especially with the folks who are actively referring. I encourage you to keep doing it over and over again, to keep asking forever. So will asking for referrals work for you? Absolutely, it will work. Some of these folks, not all of them, but many of them, they will refer. They will remember you. They will remember what you did for them, and they will make the referral because you asked. They'll do what you've asked them to do. Is what I'm suggesting too much? Is it too aggressive? Is it too desperate? Well, the reality is that it will feel that way to some lawyers. They'll skip this suggestion. They won't ask, but of course, they won't get the referrals. This is only going to work, and it will work if you do it. So will you give asking for referrals a try? Well, you should, and that's your moment of concise advice. Wrapping up from DACA, thanks for spending a few minutes with me and Ned today. We hope you have a great weekend and an even better week next week. Keep plugging away, moving forward, getting things done. You're on the right track. You'll get there. I promise. We're all in this together, and together we build better practices through better marketing, better management, and better technology. Until next time, I'm Lee Rosen.
Thanks for listening to Your Law Firm. Visit rosensrules.com for our free course on the 10 critical rules successful law firms follow.